Welcome to Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. This season, we're featuring the Japanese-American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. Today, we continue with Act 2 of No-No Boy by Ken Narasaki, directed by Annalise Erickson, based on the novel by John Okada. It stars Greg Watanabe, Emily Kuroda, and a full cast.
We are prisoners, Ichiro. Prisoners in the middle of nowhere.
If they draft us, that's if. The guys say we'd fight in Europe.
No, I will not allow it. They have taken everything from us and put us in this desert. We worked our entire lives for that little store, and they have taken everything from us. And now they want you, our firstborn son? No.
What would you have me do?
This is not your country.
Well, that's not what it says on my birth certificate.
So why are you here, locked up in the desert with us? Why is an American in an internment camp, huh? Because you are not American. You are Japanese. If you were American, you wouldn't be behind barbed wire with the rest of the Japanese. To them, we are the enemy. You are the enemy.
You can't make me do anything.
You are my son, my flesh, my blood. Would you turn your back on me, on your papa, on everyone, everyone who came before you, everyone who struggled and fought to live so that someday you would be born? For a country who hates you, you would do that?
I see it now, but I couldn't see it then. Everything was so crazy in camp that when she snapped, I couldn't tell. I mean, how can you tell when it's all nuts anyway? But I come back here, and she's flipped. Stripped her gears.
Worse than before?
100 times.
What can you do?
Hell, maybe I'll stay in Portland, start fresh.
Aren't you worried about her?
I'm more worried about you.
We'll get to Portland soon enough. Not too many cars on the road this time of night.
What's your ma like?
My ma? She's swell.
What makes her so swell?
I don't know. She just is.
What about your pop?
I don't really remember him. Just, I remember one time, he had a bunch of friends over playing poker. The sound of poker chips, cigarettes. He laughed really loud one time. I guess he must have won big or something. That's all I remember about him.
At least you remember him winning.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I had this feeling things were pretty good. We were getting ahead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then after he died, seems like it took a while for my ma to get us back to where we used to be.
Then the war. Damn, lousy bastards.
Slow down. When he pulls ahead, switch places with me. Oh.
What do you think you were doing?
45? Maybe 50?
70. You were doing 70. See that sign?
Sure.
Read what it says.
20 MPH. Street patrolled.
Well?
We're guilty. Put us in jail.
Funny. You're funny. Tell you what. Next court won't be until the day after tomorrow. Now, you don't want to come all the way back here and get fined $50. That's what it's gonna be, you know. So you might just want to drop $10 on the seat. Simple.
Give me the ticket. I'll show up in court.
All right, smart guy. Let's have your license. See you in court.
Son of a bitch! He's got us down for 80, drunk driving, and attempting to bribe.
He's going to have to go a long way to catch up to this chap.
Kenji, Portland again?
It'll be okay, Mom. It'll be okay. They might not even have to operate. Hey, I almost forgot. I brought you a little something. I remember you told me a story about this wine once.
Well, all I did was feed and clothe you and spank you once in a while, and oh, suddenly you're all grown up.
Are you happy, Mama?
Yes, Kenji, I'm happy. I'm happy you brought me such a naughty present, huh? Oishi.
Mom, it's okay. I'm going to be all right.
I'll go with you.
No. I've got a friend to share the drive with. You just stay here and take care of business.
Kenji, what if I had forbidden you to join the army? Would you have stayed behind?
Mama, I would have gone anyway.
A mother is supposed to protect her children.
But I'm not a child.
You are to me.
Look, so what? My leg hurts. So what? I'm lucky. I have you. That's all that matters, right?
I'll come with you.
Stay here. I'll be back in a week or so.
Do you promise?
Who knows why they did it, Freddy?
I got it all figured out, guys. Economics, that's what. Huh? I hear this guy with the stars, the general who cleaned the Japs off the coast, got $1 million for the job. All this bull about us being security risks and saboteurs and Shinto freaks. That's for the birds and the dumbheads. The only way it figures is the money angle.
There he goes.
How much did they give you, Mr. Judge? Cut me in. Give me a cut. I'll go fight your war. Come on, cut me in.
Ken?
Hey, Ichiro. How do you like Portland? That well, huh?
Who cares? What about you? What did the doctor say?
I don't know why I didn't go to medical school. I told you the diagnosis before the doc could tell me.
Did they tell you for sure?
They know it, and I know it, and they know I know it. Hey, why don't you sit down? You're making me nervous.
I'm not supposed to be here. Visiting hours are over, but I snuck in and came up anyway.
Hell with them. Stay. Sit down. Relax.
Quiet here.
Good for thinking. Listen, take the Oldsmobile back to Seattle today.
I think I'm gonna stick around here for a bit, Kenji.
Go back to Seattle, Ichi. You don't understand why people are so mad. You weren't here when we all started moving back to the coast. There was a lot of busted windows, name-calling, dirty words painted on houses. Those guys who make it tough on you got this idea that maybe it's your fault. They risk their lives for the people who still don't want them in their neighborhoods. And they're mad. And they think guys like you are to blame.
Those guys will never forget.
Hell, I did.
What good is that if you're just gonna...
Do me a favor. Just go back until they have enough sense to leave you alone. Go back to Emmy. She needs your help. You two can help each other.
I think you're forgetting she's already got a husband.
I'm going to write to Ralph. Tell him how you two are hitting it off.
Why? That's not true.
Yeah, but what he's doing isn't right. They should be together or they should split up. If I tell him about you and how you're hot for her, it might make him mad enough to come back. And if he doesn't...
Maybe I'm not so useless after all.
Tell her I was thinking of her.
Sure.
And have a drink for me. Drink to wherever it is I'm headed. And don't let there be any Japs or Chinks or Kikes or Polacks or Frenchies.
Frenchies?
You know what I mean. People. Christ.
Yeah. Okay.
And tell my mom that I was fine when you saw me.
I will.
Go home, Ichiro. Okay?
Okay, Kenji. Well.
Bye.
Bye.
Ichiro!
What?
You gotta love the world the way you used to. Take Emmy out dancing. That's the way it ought to be. There's a place for you and Emmy out there in the hustle of things, if you'll let it be that way.
I'll think about it.
Nurse. Hey, nurse. Do you have a minute? I gotta tell you something, okay? See, there was this German I killed. He wasn't the only one I killed, but I remember this one guy. He was up on the roof of the barn when I shot him. Killed him. I see him rolling down the roof. I see him all the time. I see him all the time. And that's why I want this other place to have only people. Because if I'm a Jap there, and this guy's still a German, I might have to shoot him again, and I don't want to have to do that. But then again, maybe dying is it. The finish. The end. Nothing. I'd like that too.
And then the four friends paddled across the sea towards Onigashima to do battle against the demons.
Hello, Emmy.
Oh, I saw the Oldsmobile, I thought.
I'm sorry.
He's not coming back.
I don't think so. He told me to tell you that he's thinking about you.
I'll make you something to eat.
Wait. Can I ask you something? Do you love Kenji?
In a way, maybe too much. Or not enough. Apparently, not enough.
Any other time, I wouldn't understand that. But for some reason, right now, I do.
What will you do now?
I don't know. I was thinking of staying in Portland, but I changed my mind.
Why?
Something told me I should come back.
So what will you do here?
I don't know, but I have to go. I like you a lot. I like you a lot. And if I keep seeing you, I'll fall in love with you. And that can't happen because Ralph's gonna come back.
He won't.
Ken's writing to him. He's got something in mind that'll jolt Ralph into realizing what he's doing. He'll be back.
Goodbye, Ichiro.
Mrs. Connell?
Oh, it's you.
Hello, Mrs. Connell. I'm Kenji's friend, Ichiro. I brought his car back.
I know who you are, Ichiro Yamada. Would you like to come in?
No, I should get on home. Here.
Can I ask you, when did you last see him?
Just last night.
How was he? Was he still alert?
Of course. He'll be fine. Another week, 10 days.
Don't lie to me, Ichiro. Kenji is dead. They called me this afternoon. Kenji deserved to live. He deserved to be happy.
I should go.
Kenji deserved to live.
I know.
I don't want to hear anymore!
Just wait, Taro. Mama doesn't understand, so you must understand her. Try. Wait until graduation. Then, if she still says no, you go. Anyway, finish high school.
What's going on?
Birthday party. You gonna sing for me too, brother?
I don't think so.
Then why don't you get your buddies from the pen and do it right? You can sing me happy birthday in Japanese, since I wouldn't go for that!
How can you hate me so much?
How?
Ichiro, Taro is 18 today. He tells Mama and me, I am 18 and I am going in the army. Mama. Mama.
So, are you going?
You want me to send you a letter? It's none of your business.
What about Ma?
What about her? And what about you?
Damn it, Taro. Give it time.
Yeah, I gave it time. I had plenty of time to think about it when you were in prison. And here's what I think. We were born here. We play ball here. We listen to music here. We're going to get married here. We're going to have kids here. We owe this country something for that. Let Ma believe whatever she wants to believe. Let Paul go along with it if that's what he wants. But me, I'm an American. And I'm gonna fight like an American. You and your pals, you had your chance. And what did you prove? That they were right not to trust you!
Taro! Where have you been, Ichiro?
I took Kenji to the hospital.
How is he?
He died.
You're better off without such a friend.
How can you say that?
He brought shame to his mother and grief to himself.
Ma, he was the best friend I got, and now he's gone.
His death is his punishment.
Ma, he was my friend. What's wrong with you? When did you get so mean? When did you get so crazy?
You have been listening to them. The weak ones. The ones who call me names, who hate me, who fear me because of my strength.
Balls. Balls, balls, balls. They call you crazy because you are crazy. Look at me.
No. You're hurting me.
I'm your mirror. I'm my mother's son. I'm as crazy as you are. I must have been crazy before, and now I know why. Look at me. You see how crazy I am? Look at me!
Ichiro! Stop it! Stop it!
We need more nickels.
Pa. I'm sorry, Pa.
Yeah. Ichiro. Yeah. I'm sorry, too.
I lost my head, Pa.
Yeah, I know. Mama!
We also need more pennies.
Come in here. I have a letter from your sister. It's time for you to read it.
I have to watch the store.
Sit down, Mama.
I have to watch the store.
I say sit down.
When will you learn? Those letters are lies.
This is from your sister, who calls you Kin-chan.
I won't read it.
I will read it. Many, many pardons, dear Kin-chan, for not having written to you long before this. But I did not want to write of unpleasant things, and all has been unpleasant since the disastrous outcome of the war. I have tried to remain proud, but it is not an easy thing to do when one's children are always cold and hungry. For myself, I ask nothing. But for the children, if it is possible, a little sugar, or the meat which you have in cans, or the white powder which can be made into milk. I am begging, but that is the way things are. Forgive me, Kin-chan.
I won't listen!
One more place I will read. Remember the river and how you almost drowned that day. We vowed never to tell anyone, and I mention it now only because I am desperate and hope that you will remember how close we once were, my little sister.
Let me see that. Oh, they are so clever. So clever. How could they know? How?
I hurt her, Ichiro.
It's okay, Pa.
She's just sitting there. The letter, Mama. Maybe you are right. Who knows what they might do to make you think?
Can it, Pa? It'll be all right. She'll live.
You are young. All minds are not so easily changed.
I went to jail for you and Ma, and I lived.
You are young, Ichiro. It's easier for you.
Easier? Do you understand what I did for you?
Yeah, I do. You did your duty.
It wasn't my duty. I did it for you, for Ma, for everyone else who couldn't figure out that this was wrong. What they did to us was all wrong. You don't even understand why I did it. You don't understand about me or Taro or why he had to join the goddamn army. But you understand Mama's insanity. A goddamn fool. That's who you are, Pa. A goddamn Jap fool.
She is my wife, Ichiro. Someday, you will understand.
And I gotta go.
Go. I'll take care of Mama.
Yeah, okay. You do that.
Poor Mama.
What the hell?
Hey, take it easy. It's just me.
What the hell?
Just take off. Let's go. God damn, Freddy. What's the hurry?
You told me take off, so I did.
I didn't mean you had to drive like a crazy man. Slow down.
Make up your mind, for Christ's sake. You can do better. You drive.
What's eating you?
Nothing. Jesus, don't ever do that again.
Do what?
Scare me like that. You do that again, I'll shove this knife right between your balls.
Who did you think I was?
One of them guys.
What guys?
Hey, where are we going?
We're gonna find out why you're so jumpy.
I cut Eto.
What?
He asked for it. He came at me at the bar and just kept digging at me. I told him to beat it and he wouldn't go. The guys were all laughing and he said shit like me wasn't worth spitting on, so I stabbed him right in the ass.
What?
Yeah, when I went for him, someone pulled him off the stool and someone swung me around and somehow my knife got him right in the ass.
What happened after that?
The guy who runs the place kicked us out. And on my way back, some of Eto's guys tried to run me down. Didn't miss me by much more than an inch, bunch of bastards. They better keep out of my way.
You're nuts.
He won't do nothing.
What if he does?
Who gives a damn?
This what you call living it up?
Aw, can it. I didn't ask you to give me no lecture. I get a belly full at home from 2A. Come on, let's do something. Let's get a drink at the club.
Isn't that where you cut Eto? You've got to be 86th.
Not for stabbing a guy in the ass. Come on, you and me, we can take him.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Look, I'm tired of running, aren't you? Aren't you tired of acting like anyone's got a right to tell us to do anything anymore? Haven't you had a belly full of that?
I'm just sick of trouble.
Me too, brother. Me too. So let's stop acting like we deserve it.
Okay. Everything okay. Just fall. Son of a bitch. Good, Mama. A bath is good. Tired. Oh, so tired.
To Kenji.
Who's that? Some guy in stir?
A friend of mine. Asked me to have a drink for him.
To him? Your friend? Listen, Ichi, I've been thinking. I gotta get out of here. Make a fresh start. I've been on you for moping around and feeling lousy about yourself. But I've been lying to myself, trying to make believe that I don't give a damn what other people think. I still think I'm better off than you.
That ain't saying much.
No, it's not, but... You know what? I can't hide out with 2A all day and stab every guy who hates me in the ass. I'm gonna go someplace where I don't have to drink with guys like Eto breathing down my neck.
I thought you were proud of what you did.
I am, but... Hell... I already made my stand. These guys will punish guys like you and me for the rest of our lives.
So what? You gonna let them drive you out?
Not drive me out. Crap. Everyone wants a new start. That's all I want myself.
Just let me know before you take off.
You and 2A.
Me and 2A. Pa. Pa, where's Ma?
You ever think about life?
Pa, where's Ma? 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 Oh, God! Ma! Pa! Pa! Are you all right?
Mama's sick. Papa's sick.
Ma's dead, Papa. Do you hear me? Killed herself.
Mama's sick.
God damn you, Pa! I'm telling you, Ma's dead!
Yeah? Oh. Tell Taro to come home. Hello.
There was a time when I was your son. I was that boy in the peach, and you were the old woman, and we were Japanese, with Japanese feelings and Japanese pride and Japanese thoughts, because it was all right to be Japanese, even if we lived in America. I was not strong enough to fight you. I was not strong enough to fight the anger which made the half of me that was you bigger than the half of me that was American, and the whole of me that I could not see or feel. Now the half of me which is you is no longer there, and the half that remains American is only American by law. I am not your son, and I am not Japanese, but then, what am I? For me, you have been dead a long time. Maybe you died when I was in prison, or maybe you died when I came home. I've had so much time to feel sorry for myself, but now, I feel sorry for you. Not sorry that you are dead, but sorry for the happiness you've never known. So now you are free. You are free. And what am I? Pa, that incense is making me sick.
Yeah, Ichiro. But not much more. We almost finished.
What's next? I think I've had enough.
We go to funeral parlor for another service, then cremation, and then we eat Chinese food.
Eat?
Yeah, it's custom. We feed the people who come.
Yeah, Pa, I can't. I can't.
Shh, Ichiro.
I can't.
Ichiro, stop. Where are you going?
Emmy?
I'm sorry, I was late. I was in the back, but where are you going?
I don't know. I can't take it anymore.
It's okay, Ichiro. I know. Let's just sit down for a minute.
You heard about Kenji?
Yes.
Ah, me. When do you think it's gonna stop? I thought when I got out it'd be over, but when's it gonna stop?
Soon. Soon. I'm getting a divorce from Ralph.
Does he know?
He's the one who asked for it.
I guess Kenji never got around to writing that letter.
Not that it would have done any good.
Ralph's an idiot.
Don't.
Sorry. It'll be nice for the fellas to have you back in circulation, at least.
I've been lonely a long time, Ichiro. I didn't realize how lonely until you stopped by to tell me about Kenji, and it sounded like you weren't going to come by anymore. It made me think I'm going crazy.
Listen, Emmy, I'm no good for you. No good for anybody.
Why? Why do you say that?
It's true. That's why.
I had these crazy thoughts. Like you might come by, take me out dancing or something.
Is that so?
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, crazy. And we're not crazy, are we?
What?
I ran out of my own mother's funeral. Isn't that a little crazy?
A little.
On the other hand, what's more right than two people going out dancing because they feel like it?
Maybe we'll feel more like it another time.
Another time?
Why not?
Ichi!
Freddy, so, you're going?
Yeah, a friend of a friend. A guy like you, in fact. Got a job lined up for me down in L.A.
What about living it up?
Maybe I finally got caught up. What the?
You've been asking for this, you little shit.
Let me go, you stupid bastard.
What the hell? Let him go, Adol.
Anybody wants to butt in, I'll cut his balls off.
Put the knife down.
Two can play at that game.
Goddamn cowards.
I said put it down. Freddy, get out of here! Freddy, get out of here!
Come look me up one of these days, will ya?
Hey! Somebody, call an ambulance!
I ain't sorry! Not one bit! I hope he goes to hell! I hope! Oh, God! So much blood! Oh, God! Mama! Mama! Mom! Mom! Mom!
And so, Momotaro and his friends crossed the sea to Oni Island, which is surrounded by a high wall. The pheasant flew over the wall and saw how the gate was latched. She flew back and told the monkey, who climbed over the gate and unlocked. As Momotaro and the spotted dog rushed through to attack the demons, they were badly outnumbered, but the pheasant, pecked the demons from above, while the dog bit them from below. The monkey, jumping high and low, confused the oni, while Momotaro fought them head on, until finally, after a long, hard fight that felt like a lifetime, the demons surrendered. At last, Momotaro and his friends, who were once enemies, returned home victorious, knowing it was their friendship that won the day.
These are going to Japan?
Yeah, Ichiro, I send tomorrow.
Sorry for all the trouble I caused, Pa.
I understand, Ichiro. I understand. Oh, what will happen to your friend?
I don't know. I guess it depends on whether or not they find him. What are you gonna do now?
Oh, I fix up the store. Mama was saving for Japan. She went for free. So now, I fix up store. You can stay here. Take time.
You want to know something funny, Pa? I dreamt you were in my room last night, reading me a story.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I used to read you stories.
You did? I thought that was Ma.
Sometimes it was Mama.
I don't know which is stranger, the idea of you reading me stories or Ma.
We were happy once.
Yeah. When you say that, I almost remember that.
You are like her, you know?
No. Ah.
Restless?
What about you, Pa?
I was restless when I was a young man. Then I came to America. And that was enough for me. I'm not restless anymore. Are you going out?
Yeah. Dancing?
Oh, that's good, Ichiro. That's good.
Thanks, Pa. I'll pay you back one of these days.
Oh, take time, Ichiro. Take time.
What's so funny?
I don't know. I was enjoying this, you know? Us dancing like this. And then a funny thought came into my head.
What?
Nobody's looking twice at us.
They're busy.
Yeah, I know. They're living.
That's right. They're living.
Maybe it is done. Maybe.
You can hold your head high. Maybe.
You can be proud of what you've done. Maybe.
Because we were born here, we're gonna have kids here. Maybe.
You can finally understand. Maybe. We're just people. Maybe.
It doesn't figure, but that's how it is.
Ping.
And I'm alive.
This is Nono Boy by Ken Narasaki, adapted from the novel by John Okada, directed by Annalise Erickson. No-No Boy is sponsored by the California Civil Liberties Public Education Program, a state-funded grant project of the California State Library. Starring Kurt Kanazawa as Taro, Emily Kuroda as Mrs. Kano and Mrs. Kumasaka, John Miyasaki as Freddy and others, Ken Narasaki as Kenji, Kumasaka-san, and others, Sharon Omi as Ma, Joy Osmansky as Emmy and Tue, Saab Shimono as Pa, Greg Watanabe as Ichiro, and Paul Yen as Eito, June, and others. Senior producer Annalise Erickson. Prepared for audio by Mark Holden. Sound design by Mark Holden and Neil Wogenson. Recording engineers Charles Carroll and Neil Wogenson. Mixed by Charles Carroll and Mark Holden for the Invisible Studios, West Hollywood. Senior radio producer Ron Lipkin. Foley artist Jeff Gardner. You'll find No-No Boy and hundreds of other titles on our website at latw.org. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theater Works.
That's the end of today's audiobook break. You've been listening to the Japanese American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. It's one of the many excellent audio theater productions available at LA Theater Works. Visit latw.org for more information. Our music is All Our Yesterdays by Mark Niedvich. This has been Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. Thanks for listening.